Good morning. You are listening to the morning interview over Raven Radio. And my name is Erin, and my guest today is Claire Sanchez, Community Sustainability Organizer for 4-H and Community with the Sitka Conservation Society. Hi, Claire. Thanks so much for being here.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
And today we are going to talk a little bit about the Parade of Species, which Claire is helping organize. And I learned this morning that the Parade of Species is a part of the Procession of Species celebration, which is an annual community arts-based Earth Day celebration that originally started in Olympia, Washington. It is the largest Earth Day celebration in the Puget Sound area and the Cascadia bioregion. It was originally started in 1995 by a group of Olympia residents, created to commemorate the 25th anniversary of Earth Day and to support congressional renewal of the Endangered Species Act. So very cool that Sitka is participating in this. And Claire, could you tell me a little bit about your role in the parade and what the Parade of Species will look like in Sitka?
Yeah. So my role has been to help organize this parade. So invite people, tell the city that it's happening so they can prepare for the streets to be marched on. And it's been a community effort. Sitka Conservation Society, all the staff has been a part of it. This is its 17th year, so a lot of people in the town already know that it's happening and look forward to it every year. So my job has been pretty simple, just kind of tying certain bows together to put the logistics together. And community members are invited to go to Totem Square at 2:45 today. That's where we'll all meet. And that's where there'll be a costume contest. So that will happen. And then the parade will start a little bit after 3:00. And we'll march down to the Science Center, and there'll be a post-parade celebration. So that's kind of the agenda, and it will end at about 5 to 5:30.
And are we talking for prizes? Is there a first place prize, or how many people are awarded prizes?
Yeah, there are 4 categories. So there's Best Local Plant, and the award for that prize is a gift card to Backdoor. There's Best Local Animal, and the prize for that are 2 tickets to the Sitka Cirque's production of The Jungle Book. There is a Best Use of Recycled Materials, and that prize is a gift card to any of the White's businesses. And then there's Best Group Costume, and that's 4 tickets on any SCS boat cruise. So, yeah, we have really great prizes, and thank you to all the sponsors who helped donate those prizes.
Yeah, can you tell me about the other organizations who are involved? And they'll participate in the post-parade event happening at Sitka Sound Science Center?
Yes, yeah. So the Sitka Sound Science Center has been a really big organization involved. They will have the touch tanks open. We have a photo booth there. They open the mill building, so there's going to be some snacks. And then the other organizations that are going to be involved are Citizens Climate Lobby, SAIL, the Raptor Center, and they're bringing a bird. We have cotton candy and snow cones available. The Fortress of the Bear will be there, and there will be an electric vehicle there as well. So a lot of the booths will have some kind of interactive component for kids. And this event is for all ages, so anyone's welcome to come. It's a really fun celebratory event, and pets are welcome too, so you can dress up your pet or just bring it along to march with us.
And Claire, are you participating in the Parade of Species?
I am, yeah. I'm going to be a great blue heron and maybe holding a banner. We'll see. Yeah.
And what is your costume made out of?
It's made out of cardboard, so I'm really happy that it is currently sunny. I'm crossing my fingers that it won't be rainy, but if it is, I'll have an umbrella. But yeah, I have a bill, like it's like a hat, and then some wings that are made out of cardboard. So that's been a really fun thing to see the last few years of how creative people get. And yeah, I'm really happy that there's a Best Use of Recycled Materials component, because people can just go to town with that. And I'd seen someone with a that was a sea urchin, and they had a spaghetti strainer, and then they put straws at the top. So, yeah, people get really creative, and it's such an uplifting and really, really fun event to go to.
Do you know who has won or what kinds of costumes have won the contest in previous years, or some notable standout species who have been a part of the parade?
Yeah. You know, I wasn't, the last few years I was at the tail end helping out with the post-parade celebration, so I didn't get to see who had won, but I'd seen pictures, and people are really elaborate, like clams, like giant, just giant costumes. Someone was in the intertidal zone and had some kind of box that they wore, like, I don't know, yeah, something over their shoulders with this kind of almost tray that they wore. Yeah, so people definitely work hard on their costumes, and that I think that's something I really love about Sitka. There's many events to wear costumes and work on costumes, and this is one of them.
And so this event is a part of a wider Earth Month celebration, and there are many events going on around town. What are other events people can go to this week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, SCS has worked to hear from other organizations and amplify what other organizations are doing for Earth Month. So coming up tonight, there's the Plastic Ocean film screening, and that's 7 to 9:30 at UAS in room 106. And then to celebrate Earth Day, which is this Sunday, the 22nd, there's going to be an Indian River trash pickup. And that's from 10 to 11:30 a.m. And that's with the Forest Service, 4-H, and SCS. And then this coming Wednesday is the We Love Our Fishermen's Lunch. And that's from 11 to 1 at Keek Gushaheen. And then there's Tongass Trivia at Baranoff Brewery. And that is on the 27th, so next Friday. And that will be also with the Audubon Society. So a lot of birds involved in that one.
Great. Claire, for listeners who are just tuning in, would you mind sharing the logistics again of this event?
Yes. So today is the Parade of the Species, and all are welcome to come. We're going to meet at Totem Square at 2:45, and that's when the costume contest is happening. So if you want your costume to be judged, come at 2:45, and then the awards will be given at the post-parade. So the parade will start at 3, or a little bit after 3, and we'll march down Lincoln Street to the Sitka Sound Science Center, and you can pick up your prize there if you win the costume contest. And there will be tables and booths. There will be snacks, so a lot of interactive activities there surrounding Earth Day and Earth Month. The touch tanks will be open. You can do the photo booth. So it's a fun celebratory event, and it will be outside if it's not raining, but we have the ability to go inside too if it's raining. So rain or shine, though, the parade will happen. So 2:45, we can meet at Totem Square.
Great. Thank you so much for being with me in the studio today, Claire. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for having me.
And you're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka.